Hello, 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 ladies. I am back. All right. I want to talk today about, guess what? It's still a new year. But, are you still new? Because, you know, in the last episode, I went ahead and just broke down the whole cliche of new year, new me. And I was telling you it didn't have to be a new you. Upgraded, updated, made some changes. You're growing, you're glowing. But why new you? I mean, we're in March and it's technically still a new year. We're in the first quarter of the new year. And how much has changed? Wasn't expecting all of this, huh? Did it get in the plan, get in the way of your plans, of what you were thinking you were going to do and what you said you were going to set out to do? And I wrote this down, I'm going to do this and all of that. Listen, I'm a big doer. But I do understand the purpose of a plan. It's very important. I understand the purpose of writing things down for goals. It's necessary. But I'm also a big advocate of just doing it. I'll speak personally on this episode. I am always wanted to do a podcast. I actually always wanted to do like a blog, but I'm a run-on sentence kind of person. My two paragraphs end up being three books on one blog. So when I got privy to doing a podcast, I was like, okay, this won't be too bad. You know, people, I love to talk. People will hear me. They don't have to sit down necessarily, read all these words. They can just hear it. And I'm a kinesthetic learner, so I learn in all ways. I learn by listening, I learn by seeing, and I also learn by doing. So some people can hear this and it'll work for them. And I feel like I'm very animated sometimes when I talk. So you might be able to even see what I'm saying. So I was amped. I'm like, yeah, I'm gonna do a podcast. And I was trying to figure out what it should be about. And, you know, if you've listened to any of my previous podcasts, my episodes on this podcast, it didn't start off about single mom. It was just going to be a random podcast about random things. And as I changed and I grew and I shifted, I've come to where we are now, where now my podcast, which is my brand, will be Single Momish. And it's basically just going to be about certain things that single moms have to go through, have been through, have experienced, certain decisions and choices we make. Excuse me. And I just felt like it would be relatable, you know, like if someone were to be like, you know, oh man, I heard that such and such had to leave her kids home while she went to work. Yeah, that's that single mom-ish, you know, because there are a lot of ways that we relate with being a single mother, a lot of decisions we've had to make and a lot of obstacles that we've had to gone through. And I feel like it should be spoken about. You know, it's not just, you know, a woe is me kind of thing, or the negative side of it, or even just the positive side of it. I think all of it should be brought to light. And it was rough for me to really sit there. Once I realized this was one of my purposes, it was rough because I'm going to do a whole thing with this. You know, this is going to grow and be humongous and be beneficial for every single woman out there that's a single mom. And, you know, I'm a big visionary type of person. So when I saw this vision for myself and for a single mom mission, for the road and the journey ahead for all the women that this will benefit, I was like, dang, yo, this is deep. This is heavy. I got to make sure I do this right. You know what I'm saying? So I took forever planning on doing the podcast and never did it. I just was rewriting and changing this and updating and wondering about this. And okay, I should have this set and that set. And I was just like, nah, I'm just going to do it. It might come out wrong. It might not seem too polished, you know, but the only way to get to the big picture, to get to the big, beautiful painting that you see in your head, is to start. Start drawing. Start painting. Start talking. So that's what I'm doing. So I started it off in this new year of 2020, and I'm going to learn to be more consistent. I'm going to figure out a day that works best for everyone, that everyone will come and listen, and I'm going to set it for that day. And it's going to be consistent. Doesn't matter what's going on, I'm going to set apart the time to just do it. So it's not a new me in this new year. It's the same me that's learning how to do me differently for a different reason. So that's why I'm saying the whole new year, new me thing, it ain't necessary, yo. It's still you. Just be all of you. Learn all the different parts of you that are important for you to learn, and the things you need to let go, whatever needs to be watered so it can grow, whatever lessons you need to learn, whatever new people you need to meet and pick up along the way, whatever people you need to drop off along the way, whatever it is, it's not a new you. It's the same you with some adjustments and updates and upgrades and, you know, some downfalls and some pits that you're going to have to, you know, go in and then get out of. So new year, no new me. New year, no new you. Just a new year to be a greater you. Be a greater mom, a greater woman, just greater. Oh man, it's like a beautiful light. And I want to make sure all the moms can see that beautiful light in themselves. Because once you do, man, it's dope. It's so dope, yo. Like, there is no way around it. So I wanted to go ahead and do this second episode based on that, based on the fact of, thank God we've reached a new year. 2020, here we are. We started some things, or we were thinking about starting some things, and then boom, life happens. Everything is on pause. Damn near the whole world is on pause right now. March 2020 is going to go in the history books, ladies and gentlemen. And you're going to be a part of history. You're going to remember this moment for what's going on in the world, what's going on in your country, what's going on in your neighborhood, what's going on in your life. This is going to be a monumental moment in your life, March 2020. Don't you feel it? Don't you just feel it and sense it? I do. I know you're going to have a great year. And then it's going to turn into a great couple of years and then a great life because of who you are and who you always were and who is growing to be. Yo, this shit's about to be dope. It's about to be hella dope, son. And I cannot wait to hear every single one of your stories and to keep sharing mine with you. So today's episode was just about that. It's not a new you. It's definitely a new year, thank God. It's not a new you. But you are getting into new things, new parts of you, new endeavors, new people. Just same you. All right, guys. I'll be talking to you soon. Love you.